Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. We're going to start the day off today with a song by Don't Know, FSU. Here we go. Here, and we want to give a shout out to Albie, lead singer of Don't Know, and this is his 61st birthday. So,
hello, kid. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to
you.
Happy birthday to
you.
Happy birthday,
dear Albie. Happy birthday to you.
That was fun. Okay, well, wherever you're at, Albie, we love you.
No more.
Fornicators out of Sweden, and they played a gig at in Berlin in 2003, and the gig was the first and so far the only one they've ever gotten professional recording at, and they lost the CD in Edinburgh, and where a good friend to the band had one copy left, and through the magic of the internet and a little help from Philco Raves and myself, we got it remastered, and we've got it up for everyone to listen to. It's out on CD, and there are 16 tracks of the finest sound you'll ever hear. And let us introduce Barely Alive in Berlin.
Barely Alive in Berlin. We love it.
All right. So, anyway, we have a lot of shows lined up, and want to give a shout out to Chainsaw Fight. Love you guys in Las Vegas, and thank you, Victor, for the wonderful drawing of Mystic Land.
In your head. Love and safe journey, and we love your music. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming to visit, and we'll look forward to being with you. Hold on.
Okay, so we will be seeing the Spam 69 touring the United States in June. I'm so excited. And here's a song by the Spam 69. Downloading, so when you go to your iTunes store, you can pick up a copy. There you go.
Positive.
that band together and was a remarkable young man. I'll give you a true story about Palmer and how I came to love and respect him, because he was a pain in the ass, like all of you. But, you know, I chose to be king of the punk world. Thanks for electing me, by the way. I love being in a punk world where you can say, I love my neighbor, I hate my neighbor, or fuck my neighbor, I don't give a shit.
And don't forget our neighbors suck. Our neighbors suck.
We are punks still, and we have a right to say what we think and feel, and we have a right to care for each other. And that's why Mystic survives, because you do care, don't you? You really care about Mystic, and you're going to make it live long after I'm gone. I'm 91. For God's sake, get out there and help me keep this thing going. Now, a tribute to Bomber. We're standing outside Mystic Studio, and he's doing somersaults in his, on his skateboard. Suddenly, and he's begging me, stay, we're only 2 hours late. They're still coming, And I'm saying, it's time to shut down, you know, let's just go home. Well, he bounces off the wall, turns upside down, and breaks his wrist. So that's that. I said, well, the session's over. No, he pleaded, because at that moment they arrived by car, and all full of sorry this and sorry that, and here he is with a broken wrist. And I'm looking at them, and I'm saying, oh, shit. Okay, so in we go. We set up, and I taped the drumstick to his hand. You know, I can't remember whether it's the left or the right hand. I think it's the left hand anyway. I'm taping it up with gaffer tape, and I put Kotex on his drums. He had these ringing drums, you know, to make a big lot of noise. And you don't make noise in the studio. You play drums, skin drums. Anyway, we got through that session, and I have the drumstick still, not with any of the Scotch tape or anything else I put on him, but still, and the gaffer tape, you know, plumber's tape. I am endeared to RKL, no matter what tricks they got up to, no matter how bad they were, because you're all bad, you're all fucking losers, but I love you all. So anyway, here. Hold on. I'm going to hand you back to Candice. This is her radio show. Not mine. I'm just a guest here. Hold on.
We love you too, Papa. Papa of punk rock. Okay. So let me see. We had a little bit of this and a little bit of that. How about 100 bottles of beer on the wall?
Go home! Nicaragua style! What do they want?
And there goes Swah. Nice guys. Yep. Anyway, yeah, Chuck Tukowski. All right. Now, I want to touch on a little serious business that we got going here. We, that's Candy and I, have started a new company called Mystic Land. She has given me some 40 acres where you guys can party. She's a landowner. She owns 140 acres here on a mountain. And I own copyrights and stuff that has to be taken care of. And I'm 91. So I've handed over half the company to her. She's handed over half the land to me. And we're going to party. Now, we do not know how this is going to work out, but I do not want a Woodstock. I do not want a Burning Man. This is for groups only and their supporters or their families. This is going to be restricted to us filming you partying on a mountain. So we're planning in June. We haven't even got the parking lot filled yet. We haven't even got the toilets all fixed up yet, but... And I don't know, we're not going to be able to have barbecues because of fire laws. So things are up in the air, but we have a new world for you. We've got 40 acres for you to come up here, and you can swim in the lake with turtles. Ask her to put a picture up of her swimming with turtles in the lake, and it's just marvelous. We've got to arrange how we're going to feed, how we're going to clothe, how we're going to... I don't care if you run around naked. That's up to you. But I want to stress, I do not want the public in on this. I want this to be my moment of handing over Mystic to Candy and you, and hope that you run it properly, because now you're going to come once a year and have your own private Woodstock where you play, record, film, and everybody will get it in their hand on their cell phone. So people stay home and wipe your telephone, and up comes Mystic Land. You stay home and we'll party here and come to you. So Mystic Land is in your hand, and that's where you're going to be for the future. Hold on, hold on. This is Candy's show, and I just want to touch on this.
I know a place not far from this town. The wine is quite cheap and the people as well. The beer tastes like liquor and the liquor's like dirt. So join us in laughter, misery, and life. The ships here are plenty, but it's always one short. The bar is loaded, but drink is the force. The bouncer is sublime, and the bartender generous. Before you know it, you stumble inside. There are empty glasses everywhere, and a drunken person here and there. It all keeps going through day and night. Try to visualize, you try to visualize. We're all members of the alcoholic family. They're on the brink of the dream. Traveling life on the borders of sanity. They're on the brink of the dream. I put the chains down to the taboo. Killing's not pretty, but I'm sure it's alright. And I'm just ignoring the uncovered facts. No one cares if you're wrong or if you're right. We're all members of the alcoholic family. They're on the brink of the dream. Traveling life on the borders of sanity. They're on the brink of the dream. There was a time when I lived in a home, warm and comfy, but always alone. I realized it's not wrong, it's just me being me, making it back to my family. Just itching to get hands on a bear. Eric just woke up to a drunk public chase. Joe is just standing through round 23. It's not really a game just between you and me. We're all members of the alcoholic family.
They're on the brink of the grave.
Life on the borders of sanity.
They're on the brink of the grave.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. We're winding down with the last few minutes of the show. And let's see, what do we've got here? How about Bound by Honor? Here we go. Hostile Takedown.
Love y'all, and don't you forget to party or go home. Bye.